Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Keystone Realtors Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the call. We have with us the management of Keystone Realtors, represented by Mr. Bhaman Irani, who is the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chandresh Mehta, Executive Director, Mr. Percy Chaudhary, Executive Director, Mr. Sajal Gupta, the Group's Chief Financial Officer. I'll hand over the call to the management for their initial comments, and then we can open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, Manish.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. I am Bhaman Irani, Chairman and Managing Director of Keystone Realtors Limited. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all of you for joining us today. At the beginning, I'm very happy to report that we've achieved our full-year pre-sales for the last financial year within the first 9 months of FY25. This has been driven by a series of successful launches. We had given a guidance of 6,000 crores of launches. We've already launched 4,057 crores worth of projects. As we close the third quarter of FY25, we are on track to achieve our full-year guidance that we had shared earlier. I'm very excited to walk you through our impressive achievements during this period, which highlight our ongoing growth and our commitment to excellence. In Q3 FY25, we've seen remarkable growth with pre-sales touching 863 crores, reflecting a 40% year-on-year growth. Our total pre-sales for the first 9 months of FY25 have reached 2,174 crores, marking an impressive 53% increase from last year. This surge in demand validates our strategic direction and demonstrates the growing trust our customers place in our products. A standout achievement in this period has been a project in Bandra West called Sanjeev Panorama, which not only sold the highest percentage of inventory of the available stock to sell, but also set a new benchmark with a per sq ft rate at about 1.16 lakhs on carpet area basis. This underscores the premium value of our project offer to our consumers. Our brand's reach and resonance have been further strengthened by comprehensive marketing campaigns, both online and offline. We've targeted a very diverse customer base by using impactful 360-degree campaigns for our key projects, as well as engaging NRIs through memorable initiatives like India Calling in Times Square. We continue to build emotional connections with our customers. Our commitment to innovation, sustainability, and industry excellence has been recognized, earning us accolades such as the Best All Award at the CREDAI exhibition and a top spot in Construction Week's top five projects. As we move forward, our goal is clear: to continue delivering exceptional value to our customers, upholding the strength of our brand, and leading the industry with both passion and purpose. In terms of collections, we've achieved a collection of 542 crores in Q3 FY25. This is a 20% increase from 452 crores in Q3 FY24. Our total collections for the first 9 months of FY25 stand at 1,579 crores. We remain confident in our strategy to further enhance collection efficiency and continue to generate strong cash flows. In this connection, one key focus area is accelerating our construction pace. We have put in systems and processes to further improve our efficiency and exceed our timeline commitments and delight our consumers with quicker project delivery and optimize our collection cash flows. As the construction, we have received an impressive milestone of about 5 slabs in just 1 month, reducing our slab cycle from 8 to 9 days to just 6 days. We've successfully launched 5 new projects in 9 months of FY25. These projects encompass a total saleable area of 3.12 million square feet and an estimated GDV of 4,057 crores. The demand for our products remains robust, and we are excited about the pipeline of upcoming projects in the remainder of FY25. A key highlight from the previous quarter is the significant progress of our upcoming project, wherein we have successfully cut short the timeline between DA and issuing the notice to vacate to just 170 days. This is another testament of our strong ability in the redevelopment sphere. In terms of business development, I'm pleased to share that Q3 FY25, we've added two new projects with a combined GDV of 980 crores. These are redevelopment projects again and strengthen our leadership position in this segment. They further solidify our standing in the redevelopment space. Overall, in the 9 months of FY25, we have successfully added six projects with an estimated GDV of 3,297 crores, achieving about 82% of our FY25 guidance of 4,000 crores in BD. Since FY23, we have added 19 projects with a total estimated GDV of 16,276 crores. Of these, 16 are in the redevelopment. 14 of these fall in the mid-mass and aspirational category, which we've said time and again is one of the largest and fastest growing segments for Mumbai and MMR. This aligns with our strategy to expand in these segments. These additions highlight our ongoing commitment to growth and leadership. I'm confident in our ability to continue adding and successfully executing new projects. The redevelopment opportunity in Mumbai is significant, and we keep emerging as the most trusted developer in this space, and we are well positioned to capitalize on the current momentum. With a very strong balance sheet, we are well capitalized and ready to seize these opportunities. During the 9 months of FY25, we generated an OCF, operating cash flow, of 353 crores, supporting the accelerated pace of new launches. Our investment in new projects during this period has been 396 crores. This is approximately 1.5 times higher than the same period last year. The increased investment positions us well to develop a strong pipeline for projects ready to launch. Moving to our consolidated financial performance, we've reported a revenue from operations of rupees 464 crores for the Q3 FY25. For the first 9 months, our absolute EBITDA number has grown from 96 crores to 225 crores. That is by 134% year on year. Our PAT number has also grown from 81 crores to 121 crores. That is 50% year-on-year growth in the first 9 months. Our liquidity. Our gross debt stands at approximately 373 crores with a gross debt-to-equity ratio of 0.14 is to 1 at the end of the Q3 FY25. This is very well within our guidance. Our total free cash at the end of Q3 is 854 crores, indicating a very strong liquidity position. Our net debt is zero. Additionally, we continue to maintain an A credit rating with a positive outlook as assigned by ICRA. As we progress through Q3 FY25, I'm pleased to share we have taken significant strides towards our commitment to environment, social, and governance principles. We have engaged extensively with internal stakeholders through surveys, cementing our dedication to sustainability and inclusivity. Our transition to green tariff for our Mumbai suburban projects is progressing very well. This demonstrates our proactive approach to renewable energy during our construction phase. We are also ensuring rigorous data verification processes for all our projects, aligning with our BRSR reporting commitments, especially on health and safety. We are making substantial progress with our sustainability efforts, including the initiation of a near net zero carbon project at Bellevue, which is our plotted development in Kasara. We've completed our sustainability report for FY23-24 and are setting ESG goals across various functions. We've conducted training sessions for our teams on IGBC Green Building certification, are in the process, and we are in the process of finalizing our supplier code of conduct. Also, I'm pleased to mention that we have received IGBC Green Home Silver rating at one of our residential projects in Urbania, Thane. A safe working environment is always on top of our mind. Our goal is zero fatal accidents, and we are excited to state that one of our projects has achieved 5 lakh safe man hours with no lost time, no injuries or fatalities, and no mentionable incidents. Our performance in Q3 FY25 reflects our robust growth trajectory, commitment to project execution, and our maintaining our leadership in this market. As we continue to build on the significant momentum, I am confident that we are poised for a strong year ahead. The fundamentals of our company remain strong, and we are confident in our ability to not only achieve our guidance, but to surpass it. Thanks to the recently announced budget, we are pretty confident the real estate market will continue to stay robust. The demand for our products remains robust, and we are excited about the strong pipeline of upcoming launches for the remainder of FY25. Further, our asset-light model with a focus on redevelopment opportunities, particularly in Mumbai, continues to be a key driver of our growth. As the most trusted partner in this space, as mentioned earlier, we are strategically positioned to leverage the vast redevelopment potential in the region. And with our strong balance sheet and healthy capitalization, we are fully equipped to seize these opportunities and create sustainable value for our stakeholders. Together, we are on this exciting journey and are determined to maintain our upward trajectory and exceed the expectations with all of you. Let's embrace the opportunities ahead and continue to build on the momentum. We remain committed to delivering substantial value to all our stakeholders and positioning ourselves as a leading developer of our industry. I'd just like to say I'm very proud to share our commitment to excellence has been recognized through various prestigious awards, such as the India Top Builders 2024 in the national category at CWAB Awards, Maharashtra State's Best Employer Award at the 19th Employer Brand Awards. Our ultra-luxury project, Rustamji Ocean Vista, was awarded Ultra-Luxury Project of the Year at the Realty Plus Excellence Awards. We celebrated Skyscraper of the Year accolades for Rustamji Crown at the Realty Plus Excellence Awards 2024. We were recognized as with the Transformation of Excellence Award for our project in Bandra East at Times Redevelopment Award, underscoring our impact in transforming communities. Further, we secured the first position in residential real estate grant category across 1,000 grants in 34 categories and 16 cities. We received India's most desired real estate residential brand 2024 award by TRA Research. These accolades inspire us and reaffirm us on our mission to set new benchmarks in the real estate sector. As we move forward, we remain dedicated to creating superior value for all of you and capitalizing on the opportunities ahead. Thank you for your continued support, and I look forward to addressing any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Devansh Dhruv from Equintis Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just wanted to know a couple of questions, actually. So first, on the side of launches, so why have we seen no launches in this quarter? And particularly, if we see the guidance, it's around 8 projects for the full year, and we are at 5. So will the balance launches be seen in the Q4 of this year, or can you just share some light upon it?
So thanks, Devansh, for that question. As I mentioned earlier, we've already completed 5 launches in the first 2 quarters. This quarter, in our coming quarter, you're going to see our further 3 launches. And I'm fairly confident that these are well on the way to be launched in the immediate future. So we would have achieved our guidance of 8 project launches with about 6,000 crores GDV. So we are well on our way. And yes, this quarter we did not have any launches, but you're aware of the entire fact that we have taken five launches already in the first 2 quarters. So we were a little ahead. We will catch up in this quarter and we'll be able to give the 3 launches that are due.
Any challenges that we had witnessed, or it's just a lag?
Actually, we've had a phenomenal outcome from the launches that we've had, and our sales have been stellar. As mentioned to you earlier, we've done 860 odd crores of pre-sales in this quarter itself. Yes, Devansh.
Yeah, okay. And another question was on the collection efficiency side. So this quarter, we have seen a dip in collection efficiency. If we see, it's around 63% compared to last quarters that we had in the last 3-4 quarters, we had witnessed around 78-79%. So why has there been a dip this quarter? While we have a great pre-sales growth, the collection seems subdued.
Devansh, thanks for that question. You know, as informed, these sales are now coming out of our fresh launches, right? So basically, always when there's a fresh launch, the collection value is always going to be less. Whereas in the earlier time, we had finished products that we were selling, which allowed us to kind of have a higher collection. Having said that, our sales have been extremely robust and our collections have been good. And in spite of being fresh launches, we've had a very good collection cycle.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's all that's from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ritwik Seth from Vana Financial Consultant. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir. So a couple of questions from my end. So what is the launch pipeline looking like for FY26 with the projects that we already have acquired in last 2 years?
So, Ritwik, thanks for that question. I'll have to lean back on what I just mentioned in my speech right now. We have closed projects of about 16,000 plus crores in the last 2 years, right? So that always keeps us very strong in our launch pipeline for the coming years. I'm sorry, I cannot make any commitments right now. But this year itself, you've seen that we've guided for 8 launches, and we are already 5 completed. 3 more will get launched in this quarter, so we'll be well within our guidance, or well by our guidance itself, of the 6,000 crore launches and 8 project launches this year. Having said that, if anyone guesses with the number of projects that we've taken on, and those in the mid-mass and aspiration category, will all be coming up for launches in the next financial year.
Safe to say that we will try to exceed FY25 launch pipeline?
Ritwik. I mean, honestly, one of the key things that Rustamji has been that we've kept growth, which is both sustainable and something that is remarkable or on the growth upward growth trajectory. So we've managed to do that. We've continued to excel from our guidance, and we don't plan to kind of slack out on that one. So our launches in the coming financial year will be higher than at least what we've done in the last two years itself.
Sure. And sir, with these projects in hand already, what kind of projects we are looking to add in FY26? You've earlier mentioned that 1.5 to 2 times of pre-sale. So should we go by that guidance for FY26 as well?
Ritwik, basically Rustamji has been able to identify newer locations that you know, when we entered in, people were not looking at, and after we entered in, they became suddenly very hot. It isn't that they became hot after we entered. The fact is, our data pointed us towards that much earlier than the other people or the other companies recognized this. Keeping the same thing in mind, we have continuously focused at newer locations at the same point of time, consolidating or growing in the locations we are at. So to give you a bird's eye view, the western suburb will be where we will continue to focus at the same point of time. The eastern suburbs will also be growing in our array of projects that we will launch in the future. And as we had mentioned earlier, we've also moved into plotted developments, which will take us to newer shores. And hopefully in the next financial year, we'll have a launch or two in one of the upwardly mobile, I would say, affluent class place of choice. And we will have a mega launches, you know, over there as well.
Okay. Sure. And so my last question is on Crown Project. Would it be possible to share the sales figure in units and value in 9 months FY25?
Yeah, give me a minute, Ritwik. Let me just get the exact data so that I'm not saying a number which is... Give me a minute. I'll come back to that if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So that's it for my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Pritesh Seth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a great first 9 months. Just a couple of questions. One on the launch side. We had great first half, but not many launches this quarter. Is it just like, you know, normal business course, or there is some slowdown in terms of approvals which is impacting our launches, or that's how we planned it for the quarter and Q4 is looking stronger from launch perspective?
You know, thanks for that, Pritesh. And I should say that while there wasn't really any slowdown as such, but the elections always impede, newer project launches at any point of time. So that is what kind of could have been one of the factors. But very importantly, Pritesh, I should remind everybody that we've already launched 5 projects in the first half instead of 4. So we are, if at all in this project, if at all in this quarter, 1 project launch short, which I've already clarified will be something that you will see in this quarter, and you'll see 3 project launches. We would have well crossed the 6,000 crore mark that we have set ourselves out for. So we've already crossed 4,057. We should be able to cross 6,000 with these 3 launches coming up in this quarter itself.
Sure. Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, we had a good launches in first 9 months. So I just wanted to get a sense from industry perspective whether things have improved on approvals, etc. or not. But second question is on the demand. Again, good numbers for us for first 9 months. But looking at how, stock markets are doing in last probably 3-4 months, Mumbai is generally like active in terms of capital market participation. Do you think this, stock markets will have any sort of impact in housing demand in near term? If you have any data points on that, which you generally look at, how much of this stock market, how much of the eventual housing demand is being driven by stock markets doing good in last, 2-3 years?
Pritesh, I thank you for that question. And, basically, I can only point out to the data that is already available with us. So if you look at the data of FY 2024, we had Mumbai MMR had crossed 900+ apartments in the 10 crore+ category. I think even last month, and if I'm allowed to say this, you know, January saw data of about 12,000 registrations taking place. So really, this slowdown that everybody is, well, you know, there's some kind of murmur in the market, is not really seen where we are, from where we are. Having said that, what is the connection between the stock market and real estate? I think a very strong portion of the Mumbai buyer base, while of course Mumbai is considered to be the head of, you know, the stock markets, et cetera, I don't see such a huge connection, at least right now, from the way the data is pointing out. So we are still having a very strong buyer base from the, let's say, salaried class, from the smaller business classes, and there's been a great and strong demand, as we've seen the data, for all the high-end projects. I already mentioned our project in Bandra West achieved price points of 1.16 lakh rupees per sq ft. And we are, you know, we are sold out, and we're still in, let's say, the first, I think, half year of that project, where we are still in the ground and still building up from there. I think it's a strong promise of delivery that is continually driving the sales, especially for Rustomjee products, and the strong belief in the consumer that the product that they're going to get is going to excel whatever has been shown, and we continue to do that. Customer delight has been what we've always aimed for, and going further, investor delight is also what we are continually aiming for.
Sure. That's pretty helpful.
Yeah.
And good to know that. Just one last on, again, our near-term trends in terms of demand. You know, December, till December, we've already seen what you have done. In January, you know, I mean, are you, you know, is the momentum in terms of walk-ins, conversions, et cetera, you know, still continuing at that same pace for Keystone, what we have been seeing in, you know, in this part, in first nine months? So just trying to get some insight on how near-term trends are picking up.
Hi, Pritesh, this is Chandresh here. So Pritesh, traditionally, December to January has always been a slow month. You know, that is the period where it's not an auspicious period as far as customers are concerned. So we always see a slowdown between December and January, and actually things start picking up maybe late in January and going towards the festive season in terms of, you know, Gudi Padwa. So we are seeing that momentum already kicking in. We have a couple of launches planned to take advantage of this situation. And as Raman mentioned, we've already done in the last 9 months, we have already we are close to crossing our full year's pre-sales of the previous financial year. So in that manner, we are very well poised. We have sold close to around 20% of the value of the stock that we had launched in the first 9 months. So we have seen robust sales, and whatever indication we have got from our sales team and from the channel partners in the market for the launches that we have planned in this particular quarter, we hope to surpass the guidance that we have given in the beginning of the year.
Sure, sure. That's helpful, and that's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Harsh Pathak from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Bhuman and team, and thanks for this opportunity. So first of all, congratulations for the good performance this quarter and for the 9 months. So my first question is on, you know, the performance with respect to the segment-wise. I mean, if you look, your sales have been largely driven, you know, with the, by the super premium category in the, in this, December quarter. And even if I look at the 9 months performance, it is, you know, largely driven by the super premium and aspirational category. But, you know, when I look at your forthcoming projects, when the mix is, you know, it seems to be tilted towards the affordable and the mid-mass segment. So how do you see the performance going ahead, and how do you expect the demand to pan out, maybe from a 2 to 3 year perspective?
Sorry, I missed out on your name.
Harsh, this is Harsh Pathak.
Hi, Harsh. Harsh, thanks for that question. So, Harsh, the very fact that we have performed beautifully in the premium and super premium segments makes us a prime, what do you call, choice developer in the aspirational category. Because the aspirational category, by the virtue of its name itself, is aspiring towards, you know, something much, much better. Having said that, if you see, our launches have also been more in this premium category, and that is why the sales have been driven by that category. Now, we also had a great launch in Thane, where, you know, we saw some very good sales taking place. So, we are not letting go or ceding our position as a developer that, you know, does aspirational and mid-mass. As a matter of fact, that is an area we've continually been focused on, and we think we'll continue to grow because that's a growing market segment. And having said that, you know, almost 56% of our sales have come through the aspirational and mid-mass segment itself. So in the 9 months, we've done 566 crores in the aspirational and 653 crores in the mid-mass. Both put together are about 1,220 odd crores in this segment itself. And coming forward, I mean, Dombivli is also going to be somewhere. We've been kind of working on at the back end of the market, building it up, understanding the consumer's needs. And when we do the launch, I mean, I'm sure I'll have a story to tell you. And you can see the kind of results that we are able to give in that market as also. Because, you know, we've had a long-standing experience of Thane and Virar. We've grown the markets which are in the Borivali-Kandivali belt. And Dombivli looks like a great area for greenfield development that will see to a super spurt in growth of that area, given the entire connectivity that that area is now witnessing. So we are pretty excited about it.
Right, but then in terms of the new project additions, maybe over the next 2 to 3 years, how do you look at, I mean, additions with respect to the different subcategories in the super premium, aspirational, and mid-mass? Maybe we have a sizable inventory on the forthcoming front in the mid-mass and affordable front, but I think on the aspirational side, the forthcoming project which I see in your PPT is around 4,500 crores, and super premium is close to 1,300 crores. So I think we have some limited inventory there. So how do you look at new project additions with respect to this category?
One second.
Sorry. Yeah. So you have to look at our forthcoming project pipeline in two parts. One is the township and another is the non-township. Out of the total 41,000 crores, about 20,000 crores is the township. And that is the reason we look basically a larger portion into the mid-mass and the affordable segment being contributed by Thane and also by the Dombivli and Virar. If I remove the township, basically the balance pipeline is 20,000 crores, and out of that 20,000 crores, the aspirational is 4,500 crores, which is a good about 25% of the total pipeline. So going forward, typically we have said that we wanted to focus more on the mid-mass as well as aspirational segment. Our acquisition over the last 2 years and 9 months of the current financial year, wherein more than 73% by value we have acquired in this category, we have been able to balance the portfolio whereby we are present across the price points. Typically, our model mix will be about 40% premium, super premium of the total size of the pipeline, about 40% into the mid-mass and the aspirational segment, 40-45%, and about 10-15% coming from the affordable segment. And our pipeline basically has been built and is being built taking into account this model mix.
Okay, got it. But in terms of demand, is there a healthy trend seen in the super premium segment still, or is there something, I mean, is there some moderation happening in that sub-segment?
Harsh, Bhaman back here.
Yeah.
A, I can only tell you what has happened, and I can only tell you what our data points towards. We've seen a very strong premium and super premium, you know, demand.
if you're asking me, will this demand continue? At least given by the data that I have, I think definitely. And I cannot speak about everybody, but at our end, we do a lot of, what do you call the test segments that we continuously kind of interact with the buying or the consumer base. We've seen that this market, at least at this moment in time, is extremely robust. And it is, I would like to think that it's robust because of the fact that people are looking at a better life and lifestyle. And they are looking for things of value and giving value a better premium over price. So we are seeing a very good demand over here. I can tell you with what we read that at least the next few quarters, there is no slowdown in demand for the premium segment at all.
Okay, and to dig a bit deeper into this, I mean, which are these data points that, we should focus on, to actually get confidence in this trend? Is it the number of footfalls? Is it the number of inquiries? I mean, what is the data point we actually focus upon?
Yes. That is, we look at the kind of inquiries that take place for premium homes, not only at our website, but across websites that are being kind of, those companies that are good on the digital side. Second, we always dipstick consumer buyer bases. We dipstick broker sentiment. We are very specific to, micro down to the area concerned. So if you say Bandra, it's not Bandra. We are able to give you data of Pali Hill versus Mount Meru. And we are able to distinguish between the buyer of these two places also. I hope that answers your question. We are able to kind of really do a deep dive on digital data, on actual interaction, on what we see in various reports that are appearing, and of course, continuously interacting with the broker fraternity. Once again, Chandresh also wants to add a point of view.
Yes. Yeah, so Harsh, in terms of data points, so what we have been observing is that our conversion ratios may be from deal to walk-in or from walk-in to, conversion in terms of sales, those ratios are also continuously improving. So these are the data points what we see is which makes us believe that this demand would continue. So at Rustamji also, we are looking at exploring newer markets, newer micro markets in terms of premium and luxury. So we are currently not present in the South Mumbai market. Very soon we are close to, acquiring projects in that micro market. We continue to do well in Prabhadevi. So hence, in Prabhadevi also we are looking at, and we have already acquired a project in Prabhadevi. We are looking at launching a project in Prabhadevi as well. Mahim, which was an erstwhile subdued location, now with our launch of 180 Bayview, we are able to exploit the latent demand for luxury and premium in that particular micro market. So at Rustamji, we are constantly on the lookout of where the next growth, the next additional revenue is going to come from, and we are extremely conscious in each of these newer markets there is a latent demand which we are looking at exploiting. Does that answer your question, Mark?
Right. No, that's really encouraging to know, and thanks for the elaborate answer. One last bit from my side. So whatever sales we have generated in the super premium and the aspirational category, has that largely come from the domestic market, or there is some element of the NRI buying as well?
As I mentioned, we try and keep a very good connect with our NRI market as well. But the strongest part, I mean, if you ask me, the largest part has come from the local market itself. The offshoots of our outreach in the NRI market will now start seeing a lot more traction and result.
Sure, that's great. Thanks a lot. Those were my questions. Thanks a lot, team.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants. If you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Neil Mehta from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good 9 months. My question is more around strategy around identifying which micro markets we want to incrementally grow within. We've obviously had a very good presence in the western suburbs and Thane, but how do we think about newer micro markets in the MMR region, specifically also Navi Mumbai, considering infrastructure obviously has been very good out there and we've also had an airport coming up. That's my first question. And the second one, not sure if I missed the number, but if you could also quantify what the sales were from Crown during the quarter. Thanks.
Neil, thank you for the reminder. I was wondering when I could put those numbers in. So we are planning to do about 370 to 400 crores this year from Crown. The trick that answers your question as well. And with regards to your first question, how do I look at newer markets? I think I'd like to say it this way, that our data points towards a few markets that we kind of work on and realize before most other people catch on to the trend. We've identified Mahim Matunga area as a growth area for us. We've identified for some time now the eastern waterways as a growth area for us, wherever the connectivity to the Navi Mumbai side is, where the new airport is coming up. We consistently have seen growth in the western suburbs. We've identified Chembur as an area of growth for us. We think that the connectivity of Chembur and the placement of Chembur and the green spaces around Chembur should also be adding a lot of value to the life of consumers, the way we design our projects, and you'll see a launch coming up shortly. So we definitely work towards these markets. And as far as our secret sauce goes, though I cannot say more, you pointed us definitely in a direction, or rather you've spoken about a direction where we are definitely pointed towards, and we are looking at the newer Mumbai or the Navi Mumbai market, and our BD teams are, one part of the BD team is working very strongly. We should have something to announce in this calendar year as a tie-up, but beyond that, there's not much I can say.
Sure, sir. Thanks. Those are my questions. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of T.T. Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congrats on the numbers which you've achieved for the last 9 months. I have got three questions. The first question I have is there a clear date for launching the project which you had undertaken jointly with Ajmera in the beginning of the year?
Yes, Patel sir. Basically, that project is well on its way to launch. As a matter of fact, work on site has started. And I think we should be launching that project June or thereabouts.
Yes. And a small comment. I observe tremendous symbiotic potential between Ajmera and Vistanji on this project. So I think it's going to be a great collaboration between the two of you, especially if Ajmera may lean in more on Vistanji. I observe that the next question is that I observe you have some recent engagement in Bumbivali. Are you looking to procure land? And what is the minimum land price that you're looking at?
So thank you, Patel sir, for that encouraging statement about our tie-up with Ajmera. Basically, Rustamji has believed in the spirit of partnerships, and we've our JV, JDs, as well as our redevelopments are all a testament to our ability to work with partners over the longer term. And there have been times where, you know, partners have repeated business with us, which is a strong testament to our ability to continue growing in a partnership. With regards to Dombivali, we had informed the buyers or the markets that we have entered into a JD with a landowner. Again, this is in keeping with our asset-light model. We've only put up a deposit. And going forward, all the development is going to be done by us. There's a top line share with the landowners, and Rustamji is going to be the developer. We do not want to acquire land over there. While we will acquire lands in, let's say, a future upcoming area, Dombivali for us is something where we want to kind of make the most of the current boom in that area. And as I mentioned, the connectivity of Dombivali has seen a tremendous upside with, you know, the connectivity to Thane and the entire metro route network going on out there. And over time, this entire triangle, which is Bombay, Dombivli, Thane, is going to be a great growth area, given that Bhiwandi is continuing to grow as a logistics hub, and more and more employment generation is taking place out there. People are looking at, you know, an alternative to Thane also as a location to live. And Rustomji will continue to weave the magic out there with what we've done in Thane. And we've seen Thane grow from a 2,000 rupee market to a 25,000 rupee market as of right now. We see a similar trend happening in Dombivli over the next few years. So if there are any like-
So, would you be open to entering JV for 25 acres worth of land in Dombivli area?
I'm sorry, I missed your question. 25 acres of land in Dombivli area?
Yeah. Would you be open to engaging in a transaction or a joint venture for 25 acres of land?
There is nothing better than an investor coming and offering us a proposal. We'll happily look at it. Of course, it'll have to fit into our business development norms, and we've spelled those out well. JVs or JDs have got to be where Rustomji puts in a minimal amount of entry fee and then goes ahead with the entire development, bases its ability and capability to turn projects around at the quickest.
Okay, who's a relatively good point of contact to work with for this point?
We have an email ID, properties@rustomji.com. If you send us your proposal out there, that will be great.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. On behalf of Rustomji management, each and every one of you, a big gratitude from my heart. In case there are any further queries, we are always available. Please feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be happy to take care of any queries that you may have. Thank you for your continued support and interest in Keystone Realtors Limited. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.